Welcome back to Copper Country Today. The following is the audio from the mini-documentary I produced for the Keweenaw Roller Girls called Jam Together, which aired on ABC 10's program In Focus. You'll be hearing from Katie Jo Wright, Kara Paavilainen, Kara Carvico, Terry Frew, Brianna Karn, Kim McMullen, and Jennifer Sams. You can also view the video of this segment by going to the Keweenaw Report Facebook page. Here's Jam Together with the Keweenaw Roller Girls. Keweenaw Roller Girls came together in 2012 and in 2017 competed for the first time as a member of the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. But who are these ferocious skaters with their wild nicknames and face paint?
A lot of the skaters that are part of Keweenaw Roller Girls are professionals. So, you know, they have a certain amount of success in their non-skating lives, and they want to kind of bring that professionalism and success onto the track.
Right now I'm a bartender at the Eagle Harbor Inn. I've been working there for about 4 years.
I'm a librarian at Michigan Tech over here down the road.
I work at Public Safety as a dispatcher. I own a farm with a few horses.
I'm a high school teacher, and I teach U.S. history and AP U.S. history, 11th grade mainly.
Occasionally I do a little bit of crafting. Occasionally I try to bake. Just sort of whatever I'm in the mood for.
I am a youper. I grew up doing things like making wood and going hunting with my dad and riding four-wheelers and things like that.
I'm a youper, but I've never properly learned how to skate, so this is all very new territory. I ride bikes, I ride horses, I used to do a little bit of dog sledding, so this is a completely different thing.
It's weird, because you grow up in the Copper Country and you'd think you like go ice skating a lot or something, and I really didn't.
I remember going to the roller rink occasionally as a kid, like with the day camp and things like that, but that was pretty much it. I didn't have a roller skating background, and I didn't have too much of an athletic background.
I was already a good skater. I grew up on figure skates. I joined the Calumet Figure Skating Club at age 4 or 5 and was with them until around age 14. So I'd already had well over a decade of skating under my belt before I joined roller derby.
I first saw them when they were first starting up. They had their first Solar System Smackdown, which is what now is like an interleague mixer. I saw a poster for it in one of the local banks, and I thought, well, this would be really fun to check out. So I went, I looked, I liked their social media on Facebook, and eventually they had like a fresh meet thing that said, well, come join the Roller Girls.
I was just really bored. and I saw an advertisement or a poster for the roller derby team. They were actually just starting up then. And I had known one person who'd done roller derby where I lived previously. And so I said, hey, that sounds like fun. And I went and joined up.
Actually, Katie Jo has been trying to recruit me for quite a few years, probably 4 years. I met her on the 7th floor when I was bartending there. Some of the KRG board was having their meetings there. And she approached me one day and said, you look like a girl who would play roller derby. You should join.
I saw the roller girls go through during a parade, and I thought, wow, you know, I think this is something I could do. They looked really fun. They looked like they were having fun.
I had never been on roller skates prior, so that was a bit of an adjustment, getting used to, you know, being on four wheels, the different surfaces, so on and so forth. But once I got used to it, my skill set developed rather quickly.
One of the, I'd say in some ways, advantages that I had is that I joined up with KRG right as the league was starting. So for the most part, nobody knew what they were doing.
As much a part of the sport as roller skates and bruises, every skater competes under a name that expresses their personality or strikes fear into the other team. Names like Amelia Hitzhart, Thimbleberry Slam, and Kim Kong.
I think when derby sort of was undergoing a revival in, I think, the mid-2000s, it was kind of a big thing. There was a much bigger performance aspect of derby, and the names were very much a part of that.
When I was younger, I had really, really, really red hair. And my dad always called me Red. It was really, you know, that was our special nickname, Red, Red, Red. You know, that's what he always called me. So I knew I wanted something with red.
And as anyone that knows me at work knows that I'm kind of a movie fanatic, kind of just weird oddball movies that no one's ever heard of. And so I kind of incorporated that into my derby name as well.
A friend was like, oh, you're like, you know, you're so little. You could be like Little Red Wrecking Hood, and I'm like, oh, maybe not the little, and then I'm like, oh, Red Wrecking Hood, okay, yeah, that works. And it's kind of neat, because it keeps the red in there, so I get to keep hearing the red, which I would like to keep hearing, because it's special. But then, you know, as the seasons have gone on, too, and the fact that I do like to do some offensive blocking, you wreck people. So I'm like, oh, I've kind of grown into my name, too, so this works.
I don't know, you hear a lot of people say it so that they can put on a different persona, but when you start to learn people's derby names, you realize it's still kind of the same persona, they're just showing off the things they like, right? My derby name is based off of a Harry Potter joke, right? That's still very much me, it's not a different persona at all. And as you learn different people's derby names, you realize it's just them trying to highlight a piece of themselves, which is a very cool thing. You don't always get to like take a piece of yourself and say to the entire world, here, this is a thing I like, this is a thing that I am.
Coming up, we take an inside look at what happens at About with the Keweenaw Roller Girls. The Keweenaw Roller Girls have come a long way since they first began skating as a team and started 2017 ready to take on the rest of the Upper Midwest. But there's more than just competing on the track.
So the board is made up predominantly of skaters who are elected each year. So we're a 501c3 nonprofit. The whole idea of roller derby that's sort of perpetuated by that Women's Flat Track Derby Association that we joined last year is for the skaters and by the skaters. That's their motto. And we very much hold to that. So our board is made up of skaters. We consult with the skaters when we need to make major decisions as much as possible. This year I am the president of the board, which involves a lot of just sort of keeping track, right? A lot of the other board members are kind of more in the trenches and doing things day to day, so I'm trying to keep track of what's going on and making sure it's all going to come together as much as possible.
So I deal with the sponsorships and our community outreach. So I organize or coordinate volunteering opportunities for the league, fundraisers, and then I also secure sponsorships from local businesses, whether it be a cash donation or an in-kind trade.
Because we're a pretty small organization still, we all tend to dabble a little bit in everything and pick up the slack where needed.
It's more competitive now, right? It puts a label on it. It's not just this recreational thing that you're doing. It's like you're being more competitive. So you do want to, take it to that level. And so I feel like we've, you know, have worked even harder. And it's not that we didn't work hard before, but, you know, we're really focusing on trying to be competitive and put ourselves out there and keep up with the big dogs, which, you know, we're just this little place in the Keweenaw.
But the real action takes place when the rubber meets the concrete.
We do try to watch footage of other teams, you know, if it's available before we play them, just to see who their strong players are and, you know, what kind of strategies they're using so we can prepare for that.
I listen to metal music, so usually I have my headphones in and I'm listening to a little Metallica, Megadeth, and I try to get into the zone that way, and it does, it definitely helps me to get more fired up. I don't listen to anything too extreme because I don't want to get overly taken away by that, but I do listen to music.
I haven't participated in like a public sport, I guess, since high school track, so it's a little nerve-wracking because I'm a little more of a, to myself, introverted kind of, like, my space kind of thing. So this is all a whole new thing. It's a little intimidating.
Once we're out there warming up, I kind of get giggly. I get giggly a little bit, and so, you know, I feel like sometimes I'm the clown sometimes, and I think it helps people just kind of get out of their head a little bit and laugh and not be so like maybe nervous, because there are people before the bouts who maybe throw up or who, you know, you can tell in their face. It's just in their face. Like they look like a deer in headlights.
You really have to be aware of where you're at in comparison to everyone else on the track. That's something that's taken me quite a while, you know, to develop my awareness while I'm out there. It's really common to get stuck kind of in your own headspace, But it's very important that you know what's going on. For example, as a blocker, to maintain the pack, you have to stay within 10 feet of the other blockers. And you can only engage 20 feet in front of the pack and 20 feet behind. So being aware of where you're at, you know, in relative position to your teammates and the other players is very important. Also as a jammer, if you gain lead jammer status, the advantage there is that you can call off the 2-minute jam at any time by signaling, by hitting your hips. So it's important to know where that other jammer is at, right? So if they're still on their initial pass, you're not going to want to call it. You're going to want to keep lapping and scoring more points.
Ideally, you're talking 100% of the time to your teammates. You are narrating what you're seeing, what's happening. You're saying, I have the inside line. I can see the jammer on the outside. Starbuck, go to your out. So ideally, there's constant talk, and there's also a lot of physical communication, right? You're pushing your teammates. You are feeling whose hands are on you. Like, if you feel a teammate's hand on you, you know that somebody's covering that side, and things like that. So when we're doing it right, we're talking constantly. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes you get caught up in the moment and you forget to say things. It's one of the things we work on really hard.
You're reliant on your blockers to stop them. You can help. You can block a little bit as a jammer. But mostly it's up to them, you know, to play defense. We're always, you know, breaking it down at halftime, going through what worked, what didn't, and then making adjustments as we go. So nothing is written in stone. You do what you have to do to adjust to the team that you're playing, and they're all different.
Most importantly, we really got to work on getting lead jammer. The team with the lead has the upper hand because they can call it at any time. So what's happening a lot is we're getting out shortly after they are, and they're calling it before we have an opportunity to get any points. I'd say that's the biggest problem that we're facing right now. If we can get our walls back together and find out a way to get lead jammer on CBRG, I'm confident that we can catch up in the second half.
The Keweenaw Roller Girls take a beating when we return.
They're a strong team, and they work well together. And they've had a whole season ahead of them to be able to perfect how to work together on the track. And now we know we have standards that we want to work towards and be better players because of it.
Despite the score spread, there is always a lot of action and fun, and like every jam is like a game in itself. You can win and lose each jam. We have a lot to work on, and it's nice to know what we can work on.
Roller derby is a lot of fun, but make no mistake, it's a tough sport, and the Keweenaw Roller Girls have to be careful not to get hurt.
I wasn't as afraid of the hitting and the roughhousing. Grew up with two brothers, so I guess, you know, that to me wasn't as intimidating, but just learning how to hit safely. There's definitely a safe way to hit someone. There's a safe way to fall, and then timing is a big part of it too. So those aspects were more challenging as opposed to the fear of being hit or hitting someone else.
So their skills, just to make sure to try and encourage safety on the track at new skaters. So skills like backwards skating, transitions, giving a hit, receiving a hit. And there's also an endurance component to those skills.
I actually sprained an ankle and was in a walking boot for a few months year before last. Which was fun. I actually went and presented at a conference in a walking boots. And, you know, most people are intrigued. Like, how did that happen? That's cool. And then that's usually about the extent of it. And at this point, my coworkers all know. And a lot of them will come to the bouts, which is pretty neat.
And I think I worry more so because I have kids. And so I'm like, you know, is this, you know, something that could hurt me? And I busted my knuckles the first season, I think, when I was playing. And I was out for a while, and it was knuckles that you don't normally bust. When I went to the doctors, even they said, "Oh, these aren't knuckles that you get from like punching a wall." I'm like, "I didn't punch a wall. I fell on concrete."
Something that I'm aware of. I am a bartender, you know, so I have to be able to run around and use my hands and all of those things. That's why we really focus on safety first. You know, we take safety very seriously. Everyone's gear has to be in good condition, no secondhand helmets, things of that nature, and we're always working on how to fall safely and how to make contact safely.
Every sport, you know, you can get injured. I think more people are, but you're on these skates and it just seems more rough, and it is. I mean, I get a lot of bruises. You know, last year I had from the tournament, this huge bruise on my shin that ended up from my shin down turning my whole leg purple, and I still have a shadow from the bruise, and that was last October. So you definitely take a beating.
You have to pass a minimum skills test, so you know, I'd say that we're all sticklers on that too. If someone doesn't pass their MSRs, they can't skate in a bout, and they also aren't cleared for contact in our practices.
You're trained properly, right? I mean, there's fresh meat and there are things to train, like this is how you fall, and you know, you can't get hit in the head and you can't get hit in the back, and you know, if this happens, this is how you should do it. So you know, there are proper ways to try to make sure to alleviate injuries. Not saying that they don't happen, because they do.
When you are in the trenches together, you're bound to form some tight bonds with your teammates.
A few of the gals are closer outside of roller derby than others. Me personally, I have some good relationships with my teammates, but I wouldn't say that they're my best friends in my day-to-day life, you know. What binds us is roller derby.
Yeah, I feel like roller derby, even though we're competing against each other, it's, you know, there's a camaraderie between teams, and you know, at the end of the day, we're all in our 30s playing a sport, so it's, yeah, we got to take care of each other.
On the track, you build up a really close relationship in terms of knowing what everybody's doing and everybody's play styles. Off the track, it kind of just depends on the person, right? There's just certain people that you click with.
There's definitely different dynamics. There's always skaters that work better together than others. But I'd say, as a whole, we're a pretty cohesive team. You know, that camaraderie from the roller derby community spills over into the Kiwanis Roller Girls.
It's a good group of girls. They've been very supportive. They're very encouraging. So I really enjoy this group of girls that I can call friends, I would say, too.
I think there is a big element of community in the Kiwanis, and I think that this is just one aspect of that Kiwanis pride that you see.
I guess that's what's really special about roller derby. It's not, when people say there's that camaraderie, it's really not forced. I mean, it's such a different dynamic with people that are doing it. You know, of course, you always try to bring up each other. I mean, that's what you do as a team. And so that, I think, is always something that helps people, you know, get better. And even myself, right, I appreciate when someone says, why don't you try it like this? Or, I think you got it, but if you just do it this way, it makes it better. And that makes me feel like, oh, you care enough to, you know, make me a better player. You're not just an individual trying to, you know, be the best on the team. Like, I want you to grow with me.
I've been in a lot of other sports, you know, figure skating. I played volleyball all 4 years of high school, track and field. And I'd have to say that roller derby is the most welcoming community that I've been a part of.
What does it take to become a Kiwanis Roller Girl? Find out next. Besides bruises and a few laughs, what do the Kiwanis Roller Girls get out of mashing together on the track?
I love to skate. It feels really good to be back on skates and also to have that competition in my life. I think I was lacking something. You know, after high school, once all the high school sports ended, I was running a bit, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, doing things like that, but I really lacked that competition factor.
Also just a sense of accomplishment, right? To be able to like physically move somebody else with your body is really cool. And you can say, hey, I did that. And so that's a nice feeling to have.
It's me time, you know? This is time for me to enjoy with myself and of course with the friends that you make on the team. And I have two kids, and it's nice to get away and just focus on myself sometimes too. So I really have enjoyed just watching myself grow and watching our team grow and learning things new.
I also would like to take my, you know, the skating aspect of it to the next level. My skills have developed pretty far, and I'm definitely interested in trying out for something like Team Michigan or, you know, traveling to skate with other teams and things of that nature. So I'm personally am very interested in branching out further into the roller derby community to strengthen my skill set.
I like having a group of girls to hang out with, joke around with, and I also like getting out of my head for a few hours every week at practice. It's nice to just not think or worry about anything else.
I love it. It's, you know, it challenges me to a whole different level. It's intense, but it's fun. And it's, you know, a lot of teamwork, but of course, as an individual, you get to work on your skill. And so I feel like it doesn't ever get old. You know, you continue to get better and you grow. And so if you think that you know how to do something, there's always something else to work on.
I hope to continue skating with the league. I really like what we're doing, the group of girls that we have, and some of the newer skaters that we're trying to recruit. And it's just it's a fun community. It's good. It gets me out of my house and my job for a while.
I think that it really helps me with leadership in my personal life and assertiveness. Those are two aspects that I've seen some improvements in.
I feel like I'm further immersed in my community, for one. I've made a lot of connections dealing with the sponsorships with local business owners, nonprofit organizations and the folks that are running them.
As much fun as watching roller derby can be, getting involved is even better.
There's a lot of positive thoughts around roller derby and, women's athletics. I know my family are big hockey fans, so they like the sport for that reason, because it's, you know, physical sport on skates.
Women as well as young girls, you know, the younger kids are really excited. I've had girls come up to me that want me to sign their rollerblades and their helmets, and they're really excited about roller derby. And then also women who are, you know, impressed but maybe intimidated. They say things like, oh, you guys are so tough and you're so brave and I wish I could do that. But, you know, most of the folks in our league had zero skating experience before they joined. So I just think it's important for folks to realize that anyone can really join roller derby and learn. It's just a matter of, you know, how committed are you? How bad do you want to play roller derby?
It's a lot of fun, right? It's a huge amount of fun. But you have to kind of commit to looking silly. especially if you first time's on skates, you're going to fall. You're going to screw up. I fell like last week. I've been on skates for 5 years now, and I just wiped out rolling along. And you have to be okay with that.
Don't worry about feeling awkward. You're going to fall a lot. I still fall a lot. I do stupid stuff still sometimes in practice because I don't know all the aspects of the rules just quite yet. So don't worry about making a fool of yourself, because everybody does.
You know, just try it. Reach out to us. A lot of us have extra gear that we're willing to loan people just to try it out. It's just a really welcoming community, and I feel like there's a place for everyone, you know, in roller derby. Even if they aren't going to skate, you know, we always have non-skating official positions, referee positions, volunteering, all different, you know, areas. So for me, it's just being able to compete, to skate, and again, the friendships that I've built through roller derby, finding like-minded people, and just a pride thing. You know, it feels good to say I'm a part of this team, this organization, and, you know, it's a very much run by the skaters, the Kuna Roller Girls. We're more than just a roller derby team. We're a nonprofit organization. We do a lot in the community. We're a business, and it feels good to be a part of that and to make it happen.